At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com, my website. Go there, sign up for my free instructional videos. They go out on a weekly basis. And find out information about getting a golf lesson from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. All right. One of the things that I talk about a lot with golf instruction, golf in general, is obviously what a difficult game golf is. And it is incredibly hard to be consistent. People will come up to me all the time. They'll say, Hank, I'm so inconsistent. One day I shoot 80, next day I shoot 90, one day I shoot 90, next day I shoot 100, whatever. But the thing is even when you look at touring pros, they're going to be inconsistent as well. I mean, they'll shoot 64, they'll shoot 80. I mean, it happens. It's a hard game. Nobody shoots the same thing every day. I think that's one of the things that makes golf such a great game. What makes it love it so much is that, you know, you are always striving to be more consistent. You know, everybody hits good shots. Everybody hits great shots. I mean, you may not hit a 300 yard drive, but you hit great shots. But you don't do it enough. You don't do it as often as you'd like. And it doesn't matter whether it's the best player in the world or somebody who's a 36 handicap, they struggle with inconsistency. I mean, you look at touring pros, their home scores that they shoot on their home course where they've played, you know, so many times, they don't even have to bend over to read a putt. They know exactly every bump on the course. Their handicap at home might be plus six, plus seven. I promise you, when they're at home playing, they're shooting 67, 66, 65, 68. Like it's a drop in the bucket at the course they're playing at home. And then they go to the tour and, you know, next thing you know, it's 75 and miss the cut. It happens. Everybody is inconsistent. It's just the nature of the game. And pressure does it to you, and playing a different golf course does it to you, and the fact that there's luck in the game. Like today, I was explaining this to one of my students the other day. You know, you don't realize, you know, like when you can't hit all the shots, let's say you can only hit a fade and you can't hit a draw, but you play today and all the pins, it just so happened that all the pins that were on the right-hand side of the green happened to be on iron shots that you had a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 iron. Maybe those are the clubs that you might be able to fade it with. And the other pins on the left, those all happen to be on holes where you had short irons in. And those short iron shots, you could just go ahead and take it right at the pin. So there's luck involved there. And the next day you play, it's just the opposite. Well, you're good at fading the ball, but unfortunately, you're not as good at drawing the ball. And all the pins that were on the left happened to be every hole that you had a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 iron in. And you had two choices, either take it right at the hole and risk missing on the short side, which you don't want to do, because when you miss on the short side, and the short side means that if you have a green in front of you and the pin's on the left, the short side would be missing on the left side. Short side meaning you don't have any green to work with when you go to hit your pitch shot or your chip shot. When it's a more difficult shot, your up and in percentage is not going to be as high. So if you had all these pins were over there on the left and you can't draw the ball, then you kind of have to either risk missing it short side, and you will sooner or later, or you just have to hit the ball in the center of the green. If you hit the ball in the center of the green, you're going to leave yourself 30, 40 feet from the hole, even if you had a good shot, and that's not a makeable birdie putt. Matter of fact, you're probably, if you're a, you know, like most people, you're probably going to three putt those occasionally. And then all the pins that were with the short irons, well, those were over on the right. But with the short irons, you can kind of take it at the pin anyways, because you've got less chance with the wedge that you're going to have a big miss, a short-sided miss. You don't have to worry about working the ball to the hole. You can just take it right at the pin. So there's luck there one day to the next. Maybe you're not so good at hitting off tight lies. And today when you missed, you never had one. And tomorrow you play, and it just so happens, you know, you got on this hole and you missed it over here, and you go, there you got a tight lie, and you're not good at that shot. Or you hit it in a fairway bunker, and you're not good at that shot. Kind of the same idea. When you're not good at a tight lie, you won't be good at a fairway bunker. Or maybe you're good when the ball's above your feet, but you're not good when the ball's below your feet. And today you get out there, and you have a bunch of difficult shots, and the fact is the ball was always below your feet. But yesterday when you had kind of those difficult shots, the ball was above your feet, and you're better with it above your feet than below your feet. And there's the luck in the game. You hit a shot. Another example, you hit an iron shot, wind's blowing 10 miles an hour, no problem. You can adjust for it. Take an extra club, flight it down a little bit. It's fine. The wind makes the game more difficult, but the thing that really makes it more difficult is the fact that you don't know how hard the wind is blowing all the time. I mean, the wind might be blowing at 10 miles an hour, and then right when you hit the ball takes off, and as soon as you hit it, the wind jumps up to 15 miles an hour, your ball comes up short, hits the, you know, buries in the lip of the bunker, can't get it out, comes up short, goes in the water. You had it all measured. You had the right club. You hit the right shot. You hit the right trajectory. It was for a 10-mile-an-hour wind, and as soon as you hit it, the wind changed, and the wind velocity came up, and the next thing you know, you've got this the shot that's coming up short. There's all kinds of luck in the game of golf. You lip a putt in, you lip a putt out. You hit a great putt, and it hits a spike mark and doesn't go in, or it hits a bump on the green or imperfection. You're not putting. I say this all the time. You're not putting on a pool table. It's not a perfect surface. There's luck in putting. You could hit the same putt. I mean, a machine doesn't make all the putts. Doesn't do it, you know, and you have to get your speed just right to increase your chances of possibly making a putt. But if you hit shots and putts, and you maybe hit a bunch of great putts. And today, none of them go in. And tomorrow, they all go in. You know, maybe it's a 6 foot putt, and that's about a, you know, an 8 foot putt. That's about a 50% putt. And you make six of them today. Well, what that usually tells me is you're going to probably miss all six tomorrow. And then you're going to be back to 50% or somewhere in the next week or 2 weeks or next couple rounds or whatever it is. Your percentages are going to level out. You're not going to all of a sudden be crowned the greatest putter ever in the history of the game. It just doesn't happen. So you have all kinds of inconsistencies in golf. It's just it's a really, really difficult game that way. It's the same thing for everybody who plays. That's why no one is going to be consistent, and it just doesn't work like that. So I have people occasionally will tell me, they'll say, Hank, I think I've got it. You know, I think I've got it. I guess that means they've got it figured out. You know, they've got it figured out, and they've got their swing thought. And they think this is going to be something that's going to last them forever and a day. And I always tell them the same thing. I said, make sure you enjoy it. And they say they think they've got it. I said, well, make sure you enjoy it, because I can promise you one thing. It's only temporary. Your great play is only temporary. It comes and it goes. And I was explaining once again to one of my students the other day, I said, you know, the true confidence comes from when you know that you can put something back together that falls apart. If something falls apart, you can put it back together. That's where you get confidence. Like when you take a golf lesson, you come and take a golf lesson, or you take a golf lesson from wherever you're taking golf lessons. Most people, what they learn is they learn whatever that pro is telling them. That's it. Like this, people will take notes. You know, they got to take notes, and they'll take notes and write down everything the pro said, or video what the pro said and record it. And the whole thing is they've just got to be able to remember what he said. That's not really learning. I mean, remembering what somebody said at a lesson is not really, really learning. Matter of fact, it's not even close to learning, because you're just, that's kind of memorizing. See, it's like when, you know, kids are learning. I know my, you know, when I learned more about kids being able to spell and be able to read and everything. Sometimes kids that have issues, that have little learning disabilities, they memorize words. They don't sound them out. That's how they get by. Not really learned the techniques that are needed to sound a word out so that you can say it, so that you can spell it. But they see a word and they memorize it. And then people think, oh, this person's really smart. They know all these words, and they can, you know, say all these words, they can spell all these words. But they haven't really learned how to do it. It's kind of the same thing in golf. Like if I'm given a lesson, my goal is to make sure that my students are their own best teachers. I want them to be able to teach and coach themselves. That is my number one goal. It is not for you to leave a lesson and be able to remember everything I told you to do. They love to capture a swing thought. Like I have people that come for lessons and they're like, they're just after swing thoughts. You know, well, what if I do this? What if I do that? What if I try this? What if I try that? And then they, you know, keep your elbow in, keep your, you know, move your hip, move your shoulder, move your, you know, and it's like, oh my goodness. You're missing the bigger picture. I mean, the bigger picture is understanding what is causing the golf ball to fly where it's flying. And that's why you always pay attention to the golf ball. Golf is what the ball does. My mentor, John Jacobs, always said, golf is what the ball does. It's all about ball flight. The only thing that matters is the golf ball. Nothing else matters. And if you hit the golf ball better, then you're on your way. So to hit the golf ball better, you have to make the club do something better. It has to do something different. at impact. That changes the ball flight. Well, to get the club to do something different at impact, it has to do something different during the swing. And in order for it to do something different during the swing, yes, you have to do something different with your hands, your arms, your body. You got to do something different to make the club do something different. But people start off with just, what do I need to do? Instead of having a total understanding of why they hit certain shots and analyzing that way. And like I said before, once you understand all that and you can have the ability to diagnose and then correct yourself, that is where the true confidence comes from. Confidence does not come from, I took a lesson, Hank told me to do this, and if I just remember to do this, I'm gonna play great, and I'm gonna play great for the rest of my life, and I'm gonna live happily ever after. And it's just not the way it goes. That's why I say, if you got it, make sure you enjoy it, because it's only temporary. It's going to come and it's going to go. Maybe sometimes it lasts longer than others. You're on a streak and it's going good for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or I've been playing good for a month. But sooner or later, it's going to disappear. And then you got to put it back together. You have to have the ability to put it back together. And if you can put it back together and you could diagnose and you can analyze what you're doing, what the ball's doing, what's happening at impact, what the club is doing coming into impact, what the club is doing during the swing to cause that impact, what you're doing with your hands, arms, and body to cause the club to do what it's doing that's making that impact, that's causing that golf ball to fly where it's going. That is the way that you approach your thinking on every single shot you play, every single round you play, every single tournament you play. You understand that. And when you do, then you have the confidence. Then you know, hey, I'm going to struggle at some point or another. In golf tournaments, even PGA Tour event, a lot of times it'll boil down to how a player can work his way through a bad 9 holes of golf. I mean, it's going to happen. You're going to have a bad round, bad 18, bad 9, 18 holes where a pro doesn't hit it great. And I'll look and I'll think, okay, that round right there where you shot 2 under par and did not hit it great, if this player ends up winning, that's going to be the round that did it for him. That's the one, because that's the one that was a struggle. And they got out of there with a decent score, a score good enough that if that's their bad score, they can win the golf tournament. That's typically what will make the difference.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this season of McCartney: A Life in Lyrics, Paul McCartney is diving deep into some of his most beloved songs. Yesterday, Band on the Run, Hey Jude, and McCartney's favorite song in his catalog, Here, There, and Everywhere.
I like the line,
changing my life with a wave of a hand.
Look at those kind of lyrics now and sort of think, where did that come from? It says a lot in a line.
Listen to Paul McCartney dissect the people, experiences, and art behind his songwriting. Hear McCartney, A Life in Lyrics on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So as a player, you understand that I'm going to be inconsistent. It's the nature of the game. There's a lot of luck involved in golf, and I'm not a machine. I feel different every day. Maybe I, you know, something I ate. My body's aching. My body's stiff. My bad knee is acting up. My wrist hurts. I got a little headache today. There's so many things. You know, I didn't get enough sleep last night. I'm tired. I feel a little weaker. Whatever it is, it's all part of what makes you inconsistent. That's the same thing in every sport. But in golf, you gain your confidence from knowledge. Knowledge gives you confidence. Understanding gives you confidence. Hitting good shots gives you confidence. But you don't hit good shots if you don't have knowledge, if you don't understand what it is you're doing. And your goal when you go take lessons is not just to remember what the pro told you, but actually understand. And that's why I spend a lot of time when I'm given a lesson to explain to my students, okay, when your golf ball does this, that means this is what happened at impact with the club. This is what your angle of approach was. This is, you were hitting down too much. You were hitting up too much. This is your path. You were swinging too much in to out, too much out to in. This is your path. This is your club face at impact relative to the target. It was open. It was closed. It was square, whatever it was. This is your face-to-path relationship, which determines your golf ball curve. So your club face might have been open relative to the target, might be 2 degrees open. But if your path is 3 degrees in to out, then you have a club face that's 1 degree closed relative to the path of your swing. Face relative to path of the swing determines which way the ball is going to curve. And that is causing you to hook the golf ball. So you understand all this. And when you hit a ball, that ball is yelling back at you. It is telling you exactly what you did wrong. And most people just do not understand how to read the flight of the golf ball. They don't understand what happened at impact. All they do is remember, you know what? Yesterday when I played, I was trying to keep my elbow in. And I'm trying to keep my elbow in today. And it's not working. Well, maybe the elbow in is not the problem. You know, the other day when you're doing elbow in, you were fighting a slice, and today you're fighting a little bit of a hook, or, you know, and you got the same swing thought for a different miss. And that happens. You know, I mean, even with the best players in the world, I can remember Tiger would call me and he'd say, you know, Hank, I got my draws going good. I can't hit my fades. Yeah, my fades going good. I can't hit my draws. I got the ball down. I can't get it up. I'm hitting the low cuts, but I can't hit the high draw. You know, and that was maybe the day before. It was, everything was the opposite. It's just the way it is. It doesn't take much. It's just a little bit here or there. But you start first with understanding what you're doing, and then you work your way from there. And once you understand what your mistakes are relative to your ball flight, what you do, that is when you get the confidence. That is when you know you're headed in the right direction. And that is a great feeling to have. It is a very liberating feeling. Yet you walk on the tee and you think, no matter, or, you know, even just the practice tee before you go to play, and you think, you know what, no matter what happens today, I can deal with it. I'm going to be able to figure something out. And that is what your goal should be. That's what you try to learn. And that way you can progress. You can get better. You can improve. You don't improve by just memorizing something some coach told you. That's not true learning. And when you hit the golf ball and it doesn't go where you want it to go, like I said, the golf ball is yelling back at you. And if you know what you're doing, you know what it's saying. You understand it. And even if you know enough that you can distinguish between the possibilities as to what is causing the golf ball to do what it's doing, then you can figure it out. It's like I'll ask students sometimes, I'll say, okay, that ball just hooked. Now, why do you think that ball hooked? They'll think about it. And immediately they're thinking like, okay, what are the things Hank told me to do? And I said, don't think about the things I told you to do. Think about why that golf ball might hook. Okay. My club face got too close. What are the possibilities? Maybe your grip was off. Your grip has been good, but you tend to re-grip it. Maybe I re-grip that. Okay. Maybe the path of my swing got too much from in to out. Maybe my club face wasn't bad, but my path was so in to out, then the club face is too close relative to the path of the swing, and that's why the golf ball hooked. And I'll explain this to my students. When the path is too much in to out, then the bottom of the swing is going to tend to be behind the ball. And when the bottom of the swing tends to be behind the ball, you're either going to have a tendency to hit it fat or you're going to have a tendency to catch on the upswing and hit it a little thin. So that's kind of another clue as to what the problem could be. Another reason why you might hook it is because there's timing in the golf swing. Your hands and arms, the club, your body, they all have to work together. If your body moves too slow relative to your hands and arms, the club face is going to close too rapidly. And when the club face closes too rapidly, then you hook the golf ball. So I said, this is like a multiple choice question. You don't have to write an essay here with limited amount of knowledge. The question is there. Why did that ball hook too much? And now it's a multiple choice. It's multiple choice answers. You guys have to pick one. And by the way, if there's three choices there, you got a 33% chance of picking the right one. If you can eliminate one of those quickly and know it's this one or this one, then you got a 50% chance of getting it. And if you don't get it right, you're only one shot away from getting it right. Two shots at the most, if there was three choices. So it's not the end of the world. It's not, but people don't stop to analyze. They just keep guessing and guessing and guessing, or relying on some swing thought that they had, and it was working yesterday and it's not working today, and I can't figure out what the problem is, and I thought I had it, and they're going through this whole thing when the answer is sitting right in front of you if you just know how to analyze and you can understand what it is you're looking at. And most people don't. That's the thing. This is another reason why golf is so difficult to be consistent at. You get more consistent when you have a more repeatable swing. You get more consistent when you have a more rounded golf game. So you can make up for your bad shots with a good short game, good putting, whatever it is. Something makes up for it. Great distance. Okay. How bad can you play if you're hitting wedges into every hole? That makes the game easier. And when you have this great knowledge, then you know that even if today isn't my day, even if I don't feel good, if my body's not moving too good, it's a tough day to play, I'm getting some bad breaks, but you know what? I understand what causes the golf ball to go where it's going, And I can kind of piece something together here based on that. And that is how you get more consistent at golf. You don't just all of a sudden get it. It doesn't happen. So when they say, you know, hey, I think I got it. Well, just remember, it's only temporary. It will come and it'll go. And when you get really good, it comes and it stays for longer. And when it leaves, it doesn't leave for as long. And you can put it back together real quick. And then you get really confident because you know that no matter what I'm facing today, and every day's a new day, no matter what I'm facing today, I can put it back together and have something decent. So that's a little food for thought right there for everybody that is forever analyzing their golf game and relying on a specific swing thought. That's not where you start. You start with the golf ball, analyze what happened in impact that caused the golf ball to go where it went, figure out what the club was doing during the swing to cause that impact, figure out what you're doing with your hands, arms, and body to cause that club to do what it did. And if you think about it that way, you are going to be a better golfer and you're going to be a more consistent golfer. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. If you're a golfer that has muscle soreness, arthritis pain, joint pain, try my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Go to voodoopainrelief.com. You can read all the amazing testimonials that are on there. So many people that have tried the product and just absolutely love it, and they reorder it over and over again. It's absolutely the best product on the market. And you can try it for free. Get a free two-week supply at voodoopainrelief.com. So if you haven't already done that, make sure you do that. Check it out. All right, hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll get my podcast every day. I appreciate everybody listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this season of McCartney: A Life in Lyrics, Paul McCartney is diving deep into some of his most beloved songs. Yesterday, Band on the Run, Hey Jude. And McCartney's favorite song in his catalog, Here, There, and Everywhere.
I like the line,
changing my life with a wave of hand.
Look at those kind of lyrics now and sort of think, where did that come from?
Hear McCartney: A Life in Lyrics on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.